I hear it's become quite a popular term of endearment in France, all thanks to me. He spoke in the same glum tones as usual. When the 6 drinks arrived, Magnus seized on them. I'll be needing all of these. Please bring more for my friend. There was also a woman who referred to me as her sweet peapod of love, Ragnar continued. Magnus took a deep, restorative swallow, looked at the sunshine outside and the drinks before him, and felt better about the entire situation. Congratulations, and welcome to Lima, the City of Kings, my sweet peapod. After breakfast, which was 5 drinks for Ragnar and 17 for Magnus, Magnus took Ragnar on a tour of Lima, from the golden, curled, and carved facade of the Archbishop's Palace to the brightly colored buildings across the plaza, with their practically mandatory elaborate balconies where the Spanish had once executed criminals. I thought it would be nice to start in the capital. Besides, I've been here before, Magnus said. About 50 years ago, I had a lovely time, aside from the earthquake that almost swallowed the city. Did you have something to do with that earthquake? Ragnar, Magnus reproached his friend. You cannot blame me for every little natural disaster that happens. You didn't answer the question, Ragnar said and sighed. I am relying on you to be more reliable and less like you than you usually are, he warned as they walked.